Okay, Father, with this word that you've given us, it's already been bouncing in, but now it needs to go deeper. And I'm asking for your grace to be able to bring forth what you want done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want to take you to Matthew chapter 15. And I'm going to read to you in the NIV, but then I'm going to switch it over to the Amplified for verse 6. But I want you to see the picture. Some Pharisees, verse 1, and teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, "Why do your disciples break the traditions of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat." And Jesus replied, "And why do you break the commands of God for the sake of your traditions? Are they aware that they're breaking the commands of God?" I don't think they were. I think they were just doing what comes naturally. Verse 4. "For God said, 'Honor your father and mother, and anyone who curses his father and mother must be put to death.' That's the word of the Lord. But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, 'Whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is a gift devoted to God,' he is not to honor his father. And with it, thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your traditions. You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men.'" Amplified, verse 6. "So for the sake of your traditions and rules handed down by your forefathers, you have set aside the word of God, depriving it of its force and authority and making it of no effect." How much of my tradition, caused by what I learned when I was a child? That's going back, isn't it? Isn't that your vision, girl? How much of that controls how I act and react in my life? What activates me to either a joyful space or a place where I get upset with myself, or a place where I find that I'm inadequate in my own skin? How many can relate? All right? What I believe that scripture is saying is you need to let go. What you were taught that was not in line with God's love and grace has got to be removed. And it's too big for you and me to do that. Now, we discussed this at the beginning of the service for about maybe 15 minutes. And there was a scripture that came. And I want to kind of go to 1 Peter, so go to 1 Peter with me. Verse 18. "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver and gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers." Does that ring a bell? I didn't write the book. Verse 19, "But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect, he was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for me." That's Kim's version. Amen?
Amen.
"He was revealed for me." Be selfish. Is he being revealed inside of me? Yes, because by his spirit, he lives in me. Now, how's that going to affect how I act and react every day? It's going to create a storm, isn't it? Well, you're going to have the Holy Spirit trying to lead you and guide you in the ways that are full of love and grace. And then you're going to have your rules and regulations. They're going to say, well, they don't deserve my love, so fooey with them. Right? Okay. How are you going to overcome this old way of thinking that was set into motion through rules and regulations and lift to a higher level where freedom will give you an ability to walk without the shackles? And to work without the shackles. See, they're both on your legs and on your hands because we are so limited because of the way we were brought up. And I'm not finding fault with anybody. But it's the season where Jesus wants to give you freedom. That's the now thing. He didn't come to set you free 20 years from now or when you're dead in the grave. That is so stupid. Oh my God, they're so much better off on the other side. Baloney. They may not be on the other side being happy. And we had this discussion, person and I, that kind of probably saw things differently. I'm positive we saw things differently. I said, you know, why do you think that only in the future that you can have joy in your life? And when you're dead in a stupid grave, that you're going to be so happy. Why can't you be happy now? Where's the resurrection? He's inside of me, isn't he? Uh-huh. I sat down across from a man that was only a year difference with me, and we were discussing a little bit of his problems. And I wanted to kick his butt. I really did. Because he's so stuck in the traditions of his ancestors that he's acting and reacting just like some of his relatives. And I know his relatives. And they're on the other side right now, and they're probably trying to kick his butt with me. Because he is living 20 years ago and 30 years ago, and he hasn't gotten over it yet. And so his body's falling apart. It's time to get out of the old and get into the new. 2012 is for you. Whoops. That fell on some and they went right in. Others, you said, 2012, that's a pain. No, it's not. If you look at the past of what Jesus did for you, he has a plan to save and set you free and heal your body in 2012. Yes, it's not going to be 2011 again. You're never going to go back and relive it, unless you choose to. Oh my goodness, if you only knew I had such joy in 2002. Well, baloney. 2002 was for then. Amen? Amen. It was a season that you went through. Don't live there anymore. The traditions of men will kill you. They started to tell me, all these people that are living in the old, oh, I got to take this for this, and I got to take that medicine for this one, and I got to... And they said, well, what about you? I said, I don't take any.
Hallelujah.
I take a few vitamins. Is God finished with me yet? No. Is I... You know, my focus is that by the end of 2012, I won't need anything. Except a little bit more of him. Yes. Now, am I upset because you're taking meds? Absolutely not. But if your focus is set on all those drugs to keep you alive for another year, then I say, well, you know what? You better have a little talk with Jesus. have a little talk with Jesus. And when you're talking to him, ask him how come you can't get free yet. You say, well, wait a minute. You're not free. No, I still take one med. And I had a discussion with the Lord about it. And when I went to my sons, I forgot them. And I said, God, this is going to be an awesome test to see how I do without it. And I found that the healing is not complete. Okay? And I said, Lord, what do I do? He said, go back and finish the prescription and I'll give you instructions then. And I said, okay. Now there was a challenge. The flesh was still... Yeah, how many know it can scream a little? Okay? Anybody got problems with this flesh that screams a little? Thank you. Okay. What am I saying to you? I am not perfected overnight. I'd like it to be. I'd like it to be miraculous. But my likes and my plans sometimes have to be readjusted. But the traditions of men are under my feet. I'm walking on those traditions to the best of my ability. And I keep asking the Lord, hey, what about those weaknesses that you're still working on? Please, press that forward and get it over. I want to walk in freedom. I don't want shackles on my legs. I don't want shackles on my arms. I want freedom. I want freedom. And his name is?
Jesus.
Amen. His name is Jesus. So it is... Verse 20 again. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for me. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have a sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply with the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed. When you took that Holy Communion, that was not perishable seed. When Mary got pregnant, she knew that she was going to carry the Messiah. And when they put him into the ground, when he was 33 and a half, she thought his world was over, except she pondered in her heart and remembered what the prophetess Anna and Zechariah had said to her. She also remembered what the shepherds had said to her. That the angels had said, come and look what has been born this day in a stable. How many of you had prophetic words given to you over the past 20 years? 10 years, 5 years, 2 years, about 2 months. They're not yet completed, but by golly, hold on to them in your heart. Hold on to the promises that he gave you. Hold on and repeat them as often as you can. And repeat them out loud. You cannot create on a thought. Oh, I think I'm holy. Baloney. Declare it. Tell your neighbor, I am holy. Because my Redeemer's in me. And he's alive in me. And he's doing a great work in 2012. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
For victory.
For victory.
For healing.
For healing.
For recreation.
For recreation.
Every step of the way.
Every step of the way.
For his glory.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you skipping.
Give him a clap offering. Because without him you could never be here.
Amen.